distinguish between experimental and statistical control and tell the correlation, regression, and ANOVA models used to apply the latter. What are the advantages and disadvantages of statistical control? Experimental control has multiple kinds. The parentheses will not be in the essay question as it's presented on the exam. You've got to remember the elements of experimental control. They are randomization. We randomly assign people to conditions to control for subject variables. We randomly assign people to treatment procedures to control procedural variables. Matching. If we can't control something by randomly assigning it, we try to have pairs of people that are as similar as possible, one in one condition, one in the other. Holding constant. Holding constant is a very simple form of control because a constant cannot be a confounding variable. If everybody in the study is a female, gender can't be a confound. And balancing. Balancing is any mechanism that's designed to try and make sure that on average the groups are equivalent on some variable. Randomization and matching are the two usual forms to produce balancing. Statistical control tries to do holding constant mathematically instead of procedurally. All the forms of statistical control say what would be the relationship between what treatment you have and your outcome or performance variable if this variable weren't a confound but were a constant and everyone had the same value. Residualization. If I want to pretend that everybody's the same age, I predict performance from age, and then I take that residual and correlate it with what group you're in. Now I've taken age out. Make sense? Okay. And you know, kind of is about as far as it goes till you do several hundred. Now, tell the correlation, regression, and ANOVA models used to apply the latter. The correlation control are our friends here. Partial, multiple partial, part or semi-partial, and multiple semi-partial. Multiple regression is the comparison of nested models. I look at how well I can predict performance from my control variables. That's my reduced model. My full model is the control variables plus treatment. If control plus treatment does better than control alone, treatment has a unique contribution, even after controlling for the other variables in the model. ANOVA is the same thing as a simple correlation. ANCOVA is the same thing as partial and multiple partial.
Which one is ANOVA?
ANOVA is the same as a correlation. No control whatsoever. And ANCOVA is control that is specifically semi-partial control. What's the relationship between the predictor and the criterion? Controlling the predictor, treatment for other stuff. The advantages and disadvantages of statistical control, the advantages are it's relatively cheap and it's relatively available. And sometimes it's all you've got, all three. Relatively cheap, relatively available, and sometimes the only thing that's possible. The disadvantage is two. It does not substitute for experimental control. Why? Under specification. If we haven't controlled anything, we can't get everything into the model under specification. And if we don't have everything in the model's incomplete and maybe misleading. Second of all, remember that statistical control is about holding constant. And holding constant can mess with your external validity. It's one thing to say the treatment would affect the outcome if the population all had an age of 25. we're probably interested in a population more broadly defined than 25-year-olds. So there's an external validity limitation, and there's a lack of complete control limitation to statistical control. Relatively cheap, relatively available, and sometimes all there is. One of the reasons we don't have class on Monday is I'm going to South Carolina to try and help these folks with a big nasty data set where they are trying to look at the outcome of a community-based treatment, which means they treat the community and measure outcomes from people. Now think of all the confounding that's going on. This is a 2-year-long intervention. Think of all the shit that's going on. Okay? There's no way to do that as an experiment. You know the model's going to be underspecified because you can't measure everything. But the question is, what is the very best model that we can build? And when you're all done, what you're really talking about is you control for age and education and parents' education and income and all this. You're saying, okay, what would be the effect of the treatment in a group if everybody in that group were the same age, everybody in that group had the same income, everybody in that group had the same education? You're now not talking about a population that you collect the data from. There may be 4 people in that whole sample that's actually a member of that population. But sometimes it's all that's available. Yes? Laura?
No.
Okay.